Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Exciting opportunity alert. Want to be part of the show and advertise with us? Reach out to contactinfo@thebusinesschampion.com today. Let's amplify your brand and grow together.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, wishing you a wonderful weekend, a happy Mother's Day weekend, and happy Mother's Day to dual parents. I feel for you. I was one of you. Toxic workplaces are bad for business is the topic. Watch your mental health. Toxicity refers to harmful elements or behaviors in various contexts, such as environments, relationships, or behavior. It encompasses anything detrimental to well-being, productivity, or health, often characterized by negativity, conflict, or manipulation. Identifying toxicity is essential for fostering healthier dynamics and promoting well-being. Well, we witness it daily on the world stage, folks. We hear it, we see it. Public figures who are out of line, and it has become a habit. In our workplaces, online, we encounter it in our daily lives, people we come in contact with. Good morning, Rich. How are you? How are you doing with the tipping jar?
Very well. Nobody's added anything into it since you dropped it off with me earlier.
Well, I paid my dues. $1 I owed you from last week. So
That's a start. I have to figure out how to put a little slot in the top of the cover so people can drop those coins in.
I'll get you a prettier jar. So hold off on that. So our focus is the workplace today. So let's get started.
Calling all entrepreneurs and savvy consumers. Dive into our latest episodes on the BusinessChampion.com website. Whether you're seeking business strategies or consumer insights, we've got you covered. TheBusinessChampion.com.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer, your host. The topic is toxic workplaces are bad for business, but don't worry, we're not going to talk about toxicity for a whole half an hour. It just really bothered me to even put this together, but it's a fact of life. So why? What are the reasons some people have to leave a job? Recognizing red flags in company culture and advocating for yourself and for your own well-being is a must. Seek out environments where your skills and talents would be nurtured and respected. And there are many valid personal and professional reasons to leave a job. And I came up with about 15 of them. So, and sorry, you hear some background voices. I'll just keep continuing. Okay. You're underusing your skills. That's a fact. You're not following your passion. Yeah, that's it too. The work environment is unhealthy. I made a segment out of that. There are no opportunities for growth. Yeah. The company's future is in question. I've gone through that too. as an employee in the 1980s. It's horrible. From week to week, we didn't know if we were going to be laid off. I went through that. Your ethics are being compromised. Okay. You're grossly undercompensated. And here's a quick story. A client of mine, he's a landscaper. He worked as an employee for 20 years, a company, local company, making $22 an hour. And he did many, many tree jobs. And of course, the owner, they get paid, you know, a lot of money to take down trees. So he finally, about 3 years ago, and I helped him with a lot of things, with the website, everything. Now he's making through $2,000 per tree taking down trees because he's good at it and he loves to take down trees. But he was making $22 an hour. So he really had to jump over the fence and face his, you know, his fears. You got to have courage to do things in life and not nah, nah, nah. No, you got to have courage. Either you have it or you don't, you know. Also, why are people leaving jobs? The values are not aligned with those of with your own values of those of the organization, and so on. You dread going to work. We don't want to let it come to that. Are you kidding me? We can't have that. If you know that you're good at what you're doing, have the courage to step up, for crying out loud. Come on, let's do this. So I'm going to give a scenario. I'm going to take you in a restaurant. That seemed to be a good example for me. So Joey, the owner, Marietta is the waitress. So, and toxicity in the workplace often stems from the top down, with the behavior and attitudes of company leaders profoundly influencing the organizational culture. That's a fact. Now, here it is. I'm the waitress. And as a waitress, you know, I'm with the customer. The customer orders steak and said that the meat was not tasting good. So I bring it back to the kitchen. And Joey, the cook, and yes, he's also the owner, tells me there's nothing wrong with it, with that piece of meat, and refuses to cook a new piece or offer the customer something else. Now, he makes the customer pay for something that is in the mind of the customer not right. I have to convey that to the customer, and I really don't agree with the owner. And I keep doing this day in, day out, where I see what he's doing to the customers, and I'm the messenger. And I personally feel that I would be prostituting myself for a paycheck on Friday, and I have to fight with this jerk. Absolutely not. So it's really up to me to ask the right questions, and you can put your own questions together. You know, ask the owner how he would want you to handle if there is a customer dissatisfaction, how you should handle that as a waitress. You know, I would just have to take one look at this jerk and I would know. But, you know, I didn't start off like that in life. That took me years and years to develop, to work with my intellect and also my intuition. So ask the right questions and see what kind of response you get, because who the heck would want to work with a jerk like that who doesn't really have high respect, high regards for customer service, you know, customer satisfaction. And also he has lack of integrity, and it's an unhealthy work dynamic. Because work in an environment where unethical practices are condoned can create a sense of moral distress and emotional strain. It can lead to feelings of frustration, helplessness, and even resentment toward the owner and the workplace as a whole. Well, you know what I would do to this jerk? Well, first of all, I wouldn't place myself in that environment. But sometimes, even if you ask the right questions, this can happen to you. But I just would have to see one sign of that. Because when it comes to the customer, and I'm the messenger, and I have to be, I'm not a messenger, I'm a boss, yeah? And I make sure that the customer is satisfied. And you know what? I wouldn't have a job anymore, and I don't care. So we got to look for healthy environments. We got to ask for the right, we have to ask for, you know, the right questions, you know, and don't hesitate. Don't hesitate one bit. What do you think about this, Rich?
Absolutely. That would be a thing I would say, where the customer, if they were being forced to pay for something, food that they didn't like, that would end that customer. And because so much things are done with social media nowadays, that would go out as well, and that would spread it around that don't go in there because the owner slash cook is going to make you pay for any meal that you don't like, or maybe even the if you are getting drinks from the bar, the same idea that they come out lousy. Yeah, that does make a very difficult environment, and it's probably the same problem that the other employees there are having with that owner, that type of an owner as well. So you might see that. I would think you almost have to keep your eyes and ears open when you go in for an interview with somebody like that and see what the coworkers think.
Exactly. Toxic leaders may handle conflicts and disagreements in a way that escalates rather than resolves issues. And you know what? They hire people who exactly execute their vision. Well, I'm not one of them. I don't even want to know you. I hate people like that. And I have been in restaurants where the waitress or the waiter, they were really obnoxious. And what I learned, it didn't take me very long, that I don't even need to complain to the owner. The owner's the same. Otherwise, they wouldn't be behaving like that.
Sometimes that may be the only way they can get away along with the owner, is that if they act just like them. If you act different and act nice to people, they may say, why are you doing that?
And look how many people are doing this. Unacceptable to me. I don't care. I'm not prostituting myself for a paycheck, and I don't want you doing that either. Ask for the right. Have your eyes and ears and work with your intuition and ask questions. Don't be so gung-ho. I got to get paid. Yeah, we all have to get paid. But come on, under what circumstances? It's your own fault if you make these choices. You know, we like to bring awareness to everything, and we had to learn a lot of things, too. And you want to complain to somebody, the owner, because of the waiter, and they're the same way. That's the way it is. Don't go back and tell your friends about it. That's what I say. So anyway, so that was my short-lived waitress job. So anyway, so we got to go for a quick break.
Dive into our latest May issue at thehealingmindmagazine.com. Discover insightful articles, expert advice, and inspiring stories to nourish your mind, body, and soul. Don't miss out on your dose of positivity and wellness. thehealingmindmagazine.com.
You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show on WICC and 107.3 FM. When would you be leaving a job? For what reason? Maybe when you are underusing your skills? Yeah, well, that's the next segment. When you're trapped in the comfort of routine, no creative fulfillment. There are a lot of people like that. So the story is Sarah is a talented graphic designer with a passion for creativity. But she has no experience. And you don't know if you really have passion unless you explore different opportunities. They're called experiences. You don't know. You think it's passion, but it can't be till you make all these different steps and experience in, you know, in different work environments. So her passion is not cultivated. We got that. So she really does not know. You develop passion when you require, no, when you challenge your own courage, perseverance, and a willingness to explore new opportunities. You got to be staying true to yourself. So fresh out of college, she landed a temporary gig at a small marketing agency. The job was supposed to be a quick fix while she searched for her dream position. So, but the weeks turned into months, we know about that, and Sarah found herself deeply immersed in the agency's projects. I have to laugh now what I'm reading. Her skills were underused, confined to mundane tasks like resizing images and tweaking layouts. Now, that's why I'm laughing. So it's necessary, but immersed? You immerse yourself in tweaking images and layouts? How can you be deeply immersed in resizing images in everything? Yet there was an undeniable allure to the steady paycheck. See, that's what it is. And the camaraderie among her coworkers. To me, she's a follower with no self-initiative. Please. Days turn into years, and Sarah remained at the agency trapped in the comfort of routine. Boring. She often reflected on her initial aspirations, wondering if she had settled for less than she deserved. You think? She's trapped. But she had bills to pay, and she has a sense of loyalty to her team. She couldn't muster the courage to leave. Now, listen. Are we going to work to make friends? We do want a healthy environment, and I do want a healthy team camaraderie. But is that the only way to do? That's your argument that, you never looked for what you really wanted to do because of that? And the bills? Are you kidding me? What do you think about that, Rich?
That's true with sticking around with a job when you have that. It usually seems to be more an older employee who's been there for a while, that they are kind of stuck in that they don't have the opportunity to go anywhere else.
Exactly.
But then you have what happened with my youngest niece down in North Carolina, that while she was in college, she actually interned for a hotel company. And I understand that seems to be a popular thing that you, if you're looking to get a degree in a specific field, say like graphic designing, that you would work for a company as a college student and get some experience and get to know the field a little bit. Maybe they end up hiring you when you get out of there if it turns out to be a good deal. But going cold out of a graduation into another environment, that again, I would think you'd almost have to talk to other employees to get their feeling.
Exactly. Now, I changed the story a little bit when Sarah has an initiative. Now, she still thinks she has a burning passion for graphic design. Bless the girl. However, as time passed, she realized that her role was limiting her creativity and stifling her passion. Here, this is the key. Those are the first signs of your mind and body getting sick. Feeling stuck and underutilized, Sarah started to question her career choices. This is what I'm saying. She longed for a workspace where her skills could flourish and her ideas could thrive. That's how you grow. Despite the comfort of a steady paycheck, she knew deep down that she couldn't ignore her true calling. This is what I want you to do. So, driven by a desire to reignite her passion, Sarah began exploring side projects outside of work. This is what I want you to do. She attended design workshops, joined online communities, and collaborated with fellow creatives. Through these experiences, she rediscovered the joy of creating and gained clarity about her career goals. Here is what I find with most of my clients: they don't have the clarity. And many times it takes a consultation, several talks, and also pointing out choices and pointing out the direction. What I do, because a lot of people, the clarity is missing, and I can understand that. But staying stuck like Sarah, but just because of camaraderie, forget it. Forget it. I'm not here at work to make friends. Maybe I like them, and outside work we're friendly. And that's what happens to me. But I'm not going to work. I'm going to work to fulfill my passion and do what I love doing. And I get out of bed in the morning and say, I'm valuable to the company. And that makes me feel good. And if you're not valuable to the company, get the hell out. That's what I'm saying to you. It makes you sick. If people, you know, I'm very creative and I work on projects all the time. And it's like, and I work my projects. I show to my, you know, prove to myself, and I have a track record of 30 years. Hey, my ideas work, or they don't work, then I tweak them and I make them work. But if I was in a company as an employee and they wouldn't respect what I'm thinking and my track record of, a proven track record that my ideas are valid, I would get the hell out of there. I mean, you have no business there. So I've been an employee for 14 years, but that was in accounting and management. It was a different setting. I've been self-employed for 39 years, and I live on my ideas. I give new ideas all the time, and I execute them for my clients. That's the difference, yeah? But nobody has business where they're not being valued. And I mean that. Your body will suffer. Your mind will suffer, yeah? Because you constantly are questioning yourself. Is it like this? Is it not like? Yeah, it is like that. You know, you're not being valued. So let's go for a quick break, and then we finish with our third segment.
Have a story to share or thoughts to express? We want to hear from you. Reach out, radio@thebusinesschampion.com, and let your voice be heard. Join the conversation and make an impact on the airwaves.
You are tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammer, and yes, toxic workplaces are bad for business. And in segment three, we still have Sarah. Now I'm going to introduce her boss to you. Her boss's name is Mark, is a micromanager who constantly criticized her work and belittled her ideas. This is what I'm saying. Despite her best effort, she never felt appreciated or valued for her contributions. The office environment was tense, with gossip and backstabbing being the norm among coworkers. Now, can you imagine that? That's terrible. You know, I'm pretty seasoned, but nobody can weather backstabbing and the gossip and the negative energy. You feel it. You don't even have to say anything. You feel it. So Sarah's creativity suffered under the weight of constant negativity. Her once vibrant ideas were met with skepticism and derision, leaving her feeling demoralized and uninspired. Nobody demoralizes and, uninspires me. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wouldn't even fit into a corporate environment anymore after 40 years almost. She began questioning her skills. And this is what I'm saying. You start beginning questioning yourself, your skills, and whether she was cut out for a career in design. Can you imagine how she started so innocently? Didn't know really the direction, but thought that she did this one get stuck and everything. Now we're getting to know Mark. As the toxicity of the workplace took its toll on her mental health, Sarah found herself trapped in a cycle of anxiety and self-doubt. And you can't be like that. That's terrible. When you're in that bath, in that roller coaster every single day, you can't function. You can't think things through. You don't make sense anymore to yourself. You're not in control of your own thoughts anymore. So she dreaded coming to work. Do you blame her? Knowing she would face more criticism, hostility. I would kick his butt. That's what I would do. Yeah? But I would be out the door too. I don't care. No, if I don't like something, and especially something like that, he does that to his wife or to her husband too. We have lady bosses too. So they do the same thing to everybody, you know, just the way they do it to the coworkers. So anyway, he has passive aggressive behavior. Mark would engage in this behavior, such as giving the silent treatment, making sarcastic remarks, or using subtle threats to intimidate employees who challenged his authority. Well, I would be very short-lived there, and I don't care to work there. You don't have to work there. You just have to have the courage to stand up for yourself. You got to be aware of what you and got to stand up for yourself, what you like, what you don't like. But if you were treated like that, growing up, and maybe you're in a marriage like that, maybe you think, hey, it's not that bad. I don't know. I was treated like that from early, in growing up. And I learned, hey, that's not the way to live. I learned that's toxic. That's negativity. That does a lot of damage to our mind, to our soul, and to our body. The body feels everything, and the body will talk to you after a while if you don't do anything about it. So creating a hostile work environment, Mark fostered a hostile, allowing even encouraging bullying, gossip, and harassment among coworkers. Employees who spoke out against him might become targets of this of this behavior. Well, I have not contacted an attorney, labor law attorney. But in the near future, I will, have one on air. But it's unacceptable. But I just would want to shine light on from the law, you know. So I will have an attorney on down the road. So what do you think about this, Rich?
Absolutely. I've dealt with a few managers that were not the best during my 25 years with Xerox. Fortunately, most of them were good. One of them we were able to, because Xerox is a very big company, and we had managers above this fellow, and we talked to his boss and went over what problems we had, and things did get better in that respect. But when you're talking about small businesses where the boss may be the owner, you don't have a choice of going over. A lot of companies don't have you constantly hear about HR, human resources, going in there, and they will help you out with things like that. But a pep talk doesn't always work, and some people just, like you said, you just need to stand on your own two feet,
yeah,
and not deal with it. And I've done that myself with a couple of bosses,
yeah,
and didn't always go over well, but I made my point.
I personally don't, I go directly to the boss. Now, in big companies, that's not possible. You got to go through HR. But HR, I don't trust. They're just part of the link.
Correct.
They're part of the link. What am I talking about? I know. Hey, I would go and talk to them and everything. But it's always best if we take things in our own hands and have a direct contact to the owner, let's say in smaller businesses. In big companies, that's not always possible. Obviously, I know that. But no, I know what I know, and I will not put up with this. And people like that, whether it's a man or a woman in this situation as a manager, they're the same way at home. Yeah, they mistreat their kids, their dogs, their animals, everything. I really believe in that.
The personal part, I don't know, but
I just like to throw it out there.
Yeah. No, because I've dealt with mostly men as managers or bosses, but I've dealt with a few females as well, and it's gone both ways in both instances,
yeah,
where I've had good guys and bad guys and good women and bad women.
Who are they to undermine my work? Who are they? Right? They're
exactly.
Just a middle, but I can't fight with them. All I can do is I tell them how I think and feel, and I make an exit, because fighting with them, that's not my cup of tea. But realizing what is there to discuss, you discuss it once or twice, that's it. Third time, I'm out the door. I really mean that.
That goes to the three strikes, like in baseball.
That's it. No, I really mean that, because I think a lot of myself. I have value as a human being and in my professional life. And I don't care who they are. And I tell it just the way it is. You have to tell people the way it is, but then you got to exit too. You know, so, and not think, oh, maybe they're going to ask you. They're not going to ask you to stay. Are you kidding? So they're assigning unfair tasks and exclusion of isolation. Folks, we don't need to live like that. Right? So anyway, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Rich. Bye-bye.